Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Simran Sodhi, and today we will be discussing about India-France Strategic Partnership. We have with us Ambassador Gyaneshwar Mule. Ambassador Mule, as we've seen, this is the French President Emmanuel Macron's fourth visit to India. He is currently in Bombay, where he has had talks with the Indian Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi. And both leaders, since the beginning, expressed great optimism of the visit and the India-France relationship. How significant do you think the fact is that Macron is in India for his fourth visit? He's in Bombay today, and tomorrow he will be in Delhi for the AI summit, which India is hosting.
Absolutely. I think as one heard the statement of our Prime Minister, he just used the phrase a new chapter. So I think a new chapter which is going to make the relationship much, much stronger. And perhaps the relationship will move from being strategic partnership to special strategic or special global strategic partnership, what is being discussed. He also mentioned about a couple of very important things, and obviously being very close friends, the defense sector has been given tremendous importance. He mentioned about aeronautics as a part of our skill center that is being set up in India with the help of France. This is again a very important area because we have a very strong defense collaboration with France, but we need more and more skilled people who will be able to participate in the defense industry actively. The second aspect, obviously, the importance of technologies that is emphasized in this visit, from AI to big data to innovation. And Prime Minister also mentioned about mobility of both people-to-people relationship. And last but not the least, he also did mention about the cultural centers in France, Vivekananda Cultural Center. So all in all, it seems to be that discussions and the outcomes have touched almost all dimensions of our already strong relationship to make it further stronger. And it is a signal, in my view, to the global powers, global partners, that India stands tall on the stage of international relations.
Ambassador Mule, as you mentioned about the defense cooperation, and we've seen that the Rafale deal, India's desire to buy more Rafale jets from France, is also one of the key areas of cooperation between India and France. How important do you think is the defense aspect of the India-France relationship? And we have Macron in India, and the Prime Minister also spoke about the defense cooperation between the two nations.
With Rafale, we have already had understanding that has arrived in the past. So obviously it will be fine-tuned during this particular visit. But beyond that, if you see in Karnataka, final assembly line of a helicopter manufacturing with the help of Safran company in France, that has also been done. It's also expected that BEL will also be signing an agreement with French company. BEL, as you know, is also in defense sector, a very strong Indian public sector undertaking. And a new agreement will be signed on the defense cooperation. There was one in the past, a new agreement which will be, of course, having several renewed clauses will be signed that will make the partnership stronger. And defense relationship, in my view, is the ultimate indicator of a long-standing relationship between two countries. And France is, in any case, member of the Security Council. Having France on our sides is a very important signal that we are giving to the world.
Ambassador Mule, we also saw the Prime Minister talk about the International Solar Alliance in his press statement, and the Prime Minister also talked about IMEC, the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor.
Correct.
So these are some of the ventures in which we see India and France already as partners. True. And as the Prime Minister mentioned, this is the development projects which are bringing both the countries together.
Critical minerals, biotechnology और एडवांस मटेरियल्स में अपना सहयोग और प्रबल कर रहे हैं. हम इंडो फ्रेंच सेंटर फॉर एआई इन हेल्थ, इंडो फ्रेंच सेंटर फॉर डिजिटल साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी और नेशनल सेंटर ऑफ अलायंस फॉर स्किलिंग इन एरोनॉटिक्स लॉन्च करने जा रहे हैं. और यह मात्र इंस्टीट्यूशंस नहीं है, ये फ्यूचर बिल्डिंग प्लेटफॉर्म्स है.
Ambassador Mule, we will have the French president in Delhi tomorrow for the AI summit. And we have seen that this summit this time around is structured around three pillars: People, Planet and Progress, and it also follows Prime Minister Modi and Macron's co-chairing of the AI Action Summit in Paris in February 2025. So we also see that there seems to be a positive movement which is happening almost on an annual basis, we can say. How important do you think the cooperation is when it comes to emerging technologies like AI, and how far can India and France together take this up globally?
In the recent past, particularly after COVID, the rare earth and precious minerals, they have become very, very important because they constitute major part of computers, our mobiles, and almost everything that uses today's modern technology and internet. And we did have issues. So government has been deliberately trying to strengthen the area of collaboration with several countries on these rare earth and new materials. If you want to stay ahead in technology, then you have to really have good command on rare earth as well as new materials. And then, of course, next is digital platforms, digital technology. And last one I heard about the aeronautic center for skilling in aeronautics. This is extremely important as we grow in collaborating in areas of aerospace, aircraft building, helicopter building. We will require huge, what we call human resources, which will be capable of actually participating, building the technology and commanding the technology for the future. So if you take the people, planet and progress, this will be major part of progress in technological collaboration between India and France, and therefore very, very significant. I do feel that AI is still in its very initial stages, and the collaboration and cooperation at this particular stage is extremely important, number one. Number two, AI is going to shape the world, which perhaps we cannot imagine right now. So working on developing new technologies, AI technologies, and investing in it by France and India together will also be a giant step. Third is, here you see that the AI summit is bringing the entire world together here. Apart from the French president, it also is bringing industry leaders, investors, business people, and youth in big numbers to this place. So people, planet, and progress are the three dots that are being connected. In other words, what it means is Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which is India's civilizational vision, is being implemented in new ways, and that is innovation, technology, and AI in particular, as we will be seeing it tomorrow. In a world that we see around us today is full of conflicts, full of uncertainties, and most of the countries are looking for things that at least look stable, permanent, and moving forward in a progressive manner. In an uncertain world, this gives a very positive signal to the whole world that yes, there are countries which are discussing, and the countries, important countries, are discussing on long-term benefits that could bring to their own people. And in my view, whether it is IPAC or whether it is AI summit, they give this signal that while there are conflicts, there are also areas where we can keep our hope alive and optimism can be really strengthened.
Let us now listen to what the Prime Minister said in his press statement.
Loktantrik mulyon, rule of law aur multipolar world mein vishwas rakhte hain. Hum ekmat hai ki global institution ke reform se hi global challenges ka samadhan niklega. Ukraine, Paschimi Asia ya phir Indo-Pacific. Hum har kshetr mein shanti ke sabhi prayason ka samarthan karte rahenge. Aatankwad ke har roop aur swarup ko जड़ से मिटाना हमारी साझी प्रतिबद्धता है. फ्रेंड्स, भारत और फ्रांस दोनों ही प्राचीन और समृद्ध सभ्यताएं हैं. हम अपने कल्चरल और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज को बहुत महत्व देते हैं.
Ambassador Mule, just very briefly about the regional and the global conflicts. We have seen that there is the Indo-Pacific, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and the Prime Minister also alluded to these in his press statement. How do you think India and France can find a joint vision or a joint way of looking at much of these global conflicts? Because in some way they affect both India and France, but within this partnership, how can they find common ground for this?
I think India has been fairly successful, I would say, in developing strong partnership in this particularly uncertain times. You see, we have had kind of a good partnership agreement with the EU recently. With the United States, we have come to an agreement which will perhaps be finalized, fine-tuned in the next 2-3 months. India has outstanding partnership now with Japan, which is growing from strength to strength. And India has also, through the G20 summit diplomacy, which was held in India 1 or 2 years back, we have also built a very strong trust-based relationship with the African continent. There are, of course, issues with various countries, and that is part of the diplomacy. And what I really feel is the whole diplomatic side of the relationship with the world powers has been handled with great dexterity and skill, if I may say. So whether it is Indo-Pacific, whether it is Ukraine-Russia war, whether it is relationship with EU and United States, India seems to be going about it in a systematic manner, in a steady manner, and without unnecessarily getting provoked by any particular development in any part of the world. So I see this is kind of a sign of our own maturity on the international stage. Okay, I think the personal chemistry has played a major role. As you said, this is the 4th visit to India, and this is also 20th meeting starting from 2017. And just 3 months back, both the leaders met in Johannesburg at the time of G20 summit. So I think the importance of this visit is immense. In this current uncertain world, the partnership, which is not only multinational, it is getting stronger by the day, has its own importance. I think India has, through this particular visit, sent a very strong signal both to our regional partners, neighbors, as well as the major global partners, particularly European countries. This, to my mind, as rightly said by the Honorable Prime Minister, this is a new chapter that we have opened with France. I think this visit will be remembered for a long time.
Ambassador Moole, another thing that the Prime Minister announced in his press statement was the opening of the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Center in France. And we also saw that the French president in Mumbai, he met a delegation from Bollywood. So we also see that apart from the defense and the heavy weight topics, we also have the soft power between India and France somewhere playing a very strong role. And India's soft power, whether it is in the field of yoga or Ayurveda today, is globally gaining a lot of recognition. How do you think soft power, and France is also one of those nations that takes a lot of pride in its own soft power. So how does this factor bring both India and France closer?
Again, in my personal view, India is a global soft power. Not only because we have introduced the yoga to the world and we have introduced zero to the world, but also if you see the diversity of Indian culture, from costumes to cuisine and movies to literature, the kind of diversity we bring to the what we call soft power is immense. I do not think there is any other country in the world which brings so much of diversity to the soft power. And therefore, India has always been an attraction to the whole world, civilizationally also, and in the present times also. Our young generation is particularly moving, whether it is the fashion, whether it is the designing. It's also taking new kind of trends in its strides and contributing to it more. France, of course, as we know, is very, very proud of its culture, its language, and its place in the world. And it has wonderful heritage. And Honorable Prime Minister did say that we are both very ancient histories. You know, that kind of expression shows that we have a lot to share on the soft power side. So having Vivekanand Cultural Center will further enable. There's also another element of people-to-people mobility to which Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched upon, because this is going to be important as the world is trying to be more protectionist. People-to-people relationship will be a very important determinant as to how the whole world wants to go.
And in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on the India-France relationship and on the French president's ongoing visit to India. With these comments, we bring today's discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Spotlight.